Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, Election Commissioners Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi have directed the Chief Secretary, Director General of Police, Police Commissioner of Kolkata, Divisional Commissioners, Additional Director Generals of Police, IGs, District Magistrates, CPs, SSPs and SPs of West Bengal to ensure free, fair, transparent and impartial assembly elections. They said that electors must have no fear and the elections should be free from violence, intimidation and inducement. The directive also states that there should be no booth capturing or source jamming during the elections. A court has ordered 14 days police custody to Mufakirul Islam and 66 days police custody to Akramul Waghni, the main accused in the Kaliar Chowk incident in Malda in West Bengal. Both were arrested for allegedly instigating the mob that gheraud the BTO office. The protesters were demanding that names be included in the voters' list and held the judicial officials inside the office without food or water for more than 9 hours. Earlier, a 40-member NRA team arrived in Malda district to investigate the siege of 7 judicial officials at the Kaliar Chowk 2 BTO office on Wednesday. The investigation also covers the subsequent attack on the officials while central forces were in the process of rescuing them. The NIA team reached the Mothabadi police station and subsequently visited the BTO office. The Election Commission has directed all states and UTs to grant a paid holiday to voters on polling day for the upcoming assembly elections in Assam, Keralam, Puducherry, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. It said all eligible voters, including daily wage and casual workers, must receive a paid holiday with no wage deduction. Employers violating the order will face penalties. It has directed all state and UT governments to issue necessary instructions to all concerned for strict compliance. Campaigning has picked up for assembly elections in Assam, Puducherry, Keralam, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held a roadshow in support of NDA candidates in Puducherry last evening. The roadshow, which lasted for 35 minutes, covered a 1.2-kilometre stretch along Anna Salai from Ajanta Signal Junction to Raja Theatre Signal. Following the roadshow, Mr. Modi departed for Chennai. The Prime Minister will arrive in Keralam today to campaign for the assembly elections. More from our correspondent.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Keralam tomorrow as part of the ongoing assembly election campaign. He is scheduled to arrive at Changanasheri by 3 p.m. and will attend the NDA election meeting at Tiruvalla. Later in the day, Sri Narendra Modi will travel to Thiruvananthapuram, where he will participate in a roadshow from Kellipalam to Karamana. He is expected to return to Delhi after 7 p.m. Meanwhile, senior Congress leader and leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, will take part in the UDF campaign program in Alappuzha tomorrow. He will also attend events at Kattapana and Kunnathunadu. CPM General Secretary M.A. Baby will participate in various LDF programs in Kottayam district tomorrow. Smithy M. Pallurithi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
Government has assured that it is making all efforts to ensure availability of petrol, diesel and LPG in the country. It has advised citizens to avoid panic purchase of petrol and diesel as well as unnecessary booking of LPG. Meanwhile, the Indian Oil in a statement said it has maintained uninterrupted LPG supply to households and is currently delivering around 28 lakh LPG cylinders daily. The company has encouraged customers to use digital modes such as SMS and IVRS for booking LPG refills. At least 8 people were killed in central Afghanistan when a powerful 5.8 magnitude earthquake struck the Hindu Kush last night, shaking different parts of Afghanistan and neighboring Pakistan. According to the German Research Center for Geosciences, the quake occurred at a depth of 181 kilometers. Strong earthquake tremors were also felt across Delhi NCR and several parts of North India. The tremors, recorded at around 9:50 p.m., were reported from multiple cities including Noida, Chandigarh, Ludhiana in Punjab and Poonch, Srinagar and Udhampur in Jammu and Kashmir. And that is the end of this news bulletin.